Finally, we bid farewell to Dr. Michael DeBakey, who passed away after a long and fruitful life. You have read his, I'm sure, his obituary many times in the newspapers. He's a famous cardiologist. He was a heart surgeon. He was an innovator and an international hero. He was also a very soft-spoken and gracious gentleman, and I'd like to play a bit for you of his last interview on this program in 2003, where I think his own words can best serve as his memorial.
I was part of those that developed cardiovascular surgery. In the early 60s, we began working in the research laboratories to see if we could use the bypass principle on the coronary arteries. We had already begun to use the bypass principle for the legs, for the artery blocked in the legs, and it worked very effectively. In 1964, I published an article in a scientific journal of our experience with dogs, and in which I said that in the conclusion that the results showed about a 50% success rate, and we needed to improve that before we could go to humans. And in 1966, I had a patient that was scheduled not for a coronary bypass, but for what we called an endarterectomy. That's a different kind of procedure in which you go in and remove the plaque and then restore the continuity of the artery. But unfortunately, we couldn't do it. Sometimes the plaque is so intimately adherent to the wall of the artery, you can't remove it. And so in desperation, I decided I did what I was what I'd been doing in the experimental laboratory. I just took a piece of vein out of his leg and did a bypass on him, just like we did it in the animal. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, it worked. And it was successful, you see. And the fact that it was successful was very important. Because unless it's successful, you don't have much stimulus to proceed with that procedure. But it was so successful that gave us a great deal of courage, in other words, to proceed. And we began proceeding cautiously to take on more cases. And in time, we accumulated enough to be able to present at meetings. I think being a physician is one of the great callings in human endeavor, one of the most satisfying careers you can have. Now, if you want to get rich, of course, you go into business. But if you want a very satisfying career, you can have one. You can have one in medicine very, very, in a very effective way. So I don't agree with those who take this pessimistic attitude about the future of medicine. I think the future of medicine is very exciting. Now, that is not to say that I'm satisfied with the health care of the nation. I'm not. I've been a very severe critic of the health care of the nation because I think it's badly organized. I think it's most unfortunate that we don't give the priority that health deserves and nationally, both in terms of public health and prevention and in terms of medical care. I feel very strongly that every human being has the right to freedom, which we have in our country, and the right to good health, which is a part of living. I mean, if you don't have good health, you're not living well. And you can't be satisfied with your life, no matter what you do. And I think that in a compassionate society such as ours, we should provide good health care to every citizen, whether or not they're able to pay. I'm not saying it ought to be a government-controlled care, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'd be a little suspicious of government control of the care. But as a society, we in society should provide good health care to all of our members. That's what I'm saying.
In his own words, Dr. Michael DeBakey, who died 1 week ago today, he will be missed. That's about all the time we have for Science Friday today. Our program is produced by Karen Vergoth, Molly Webster, and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Our interns are Christopher Intagliata and Liz Burns. Josh Rogerson is our technical director, also at the controls here in New York. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to write us the classic mail way, send them to Science Friday for West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Also, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We're blogging and podcasting, and we've got some great new videos up there. New video Flora put up today about, I'll let you see it for yourself. And we want your videos if you have them for us. So please surf over to our website and send us some feedback over the air. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.